That appears to be a reference to furry culture, which is part of the trans community. It's a bizarre sort of offshoot of the weird trans thing. You can see this from online. It's a meme, and it has some meaning for these weird, bizarre, furry culture people. And also, it's used by gamers connected to that culture. Who the fuck knows? I'm sorry, but it's something very bizarre. And we're trying, you know, my mom always used to say when I was growing up, I cannot respond to irrational behavior rationally. And that, in a way, is what we're trying to do here. Because we're human and we're seeking meaning and we really don't want this to happen again. So we all feel like if we can find the reason behind this one, then we can prevent the next one because we'll just stop doing the thing that led to the first one. You know, we'll figure out what was the ideology. Okay, we'll look for that ideology and we'll guard against it. That's only natural. All of us want to do that. So I don't know. I don't know what this guy was into. I don't know why he was familiar with furry culture memes. I don't, he certainly seems to have been a gamer. If you read online what people, how people are reacting to the symbols that he was using on his casings, because the other three are as follows. Hey, fascist, catch, with three down arrow symbols. Then there was another one. Oh, Bella Ciao, Ciao like the Italian C-I-A-O. Bella Ciao, Ciao Ciao, which is a reference to an Italian anti-fascist song used against the Nazis. And then the unfired third casing had inscribed on it, if you read this, you are gay. L-M-A-O, laughing my ass off. So a reference to being gay, a reference to furry culture, and two references to fascism. Bottom line is Crowder was right. And by the way, those who are ripping on him are wrong. But it doesn't tell us that much. I've got to be honest. It's like what we learned today was he doesn't come from a political family. Michael Schellenberger has been scouring the social media and says he couldn't find one political post in the past 13 years from the mom or the dad. The mom works helping people with disabilities. The dad is in law enforcement for 27 years, but neither appears to be political at all. And even the son, the murderer, Tyler, does not appear to have been political at all until recent years.